The town of Newmarket is recommending the demolition of a defunct business near the corner of Main Street and Davis Drive, but the situation is getting legally negotiated. The building, previously home to Klein Horseman Carpet 1, was subject to an order for building code violations in April. The town order from Chief Building Official T.J. Andrew Jurius said the owners must submit a demolition permit or restoration permit for the building, recommending demolition, or else the town would demolish the building itself while billing the owner. But even though a town-imposed deadline has passed for a decision from the owner, Development and Infrastructure Services Commissioner Peter Nohammer said the municipality is still working with the property owner. The town continues to work with the property owner to seek compliance on matters of property standards at this address, Nohammer said. At this time, the town of Newmarket cannot disclose any information due to this being a legal matter with the town and the property owner at 435 Davis Drive. The town will provide more information once we are able to do so. The building was left with significant damage after a fire a year ago, which destroyed much of the roof. That roof has remained destroyed, with the business going defunct since then. The building also included residential space that was uninhabited when the fire occurred. Interior debris is also visible through the front door of the building. The order from the town issued April 14 said as a result of the fire, the building and surrounding area are declared structurally inadequate and unsafe for any use or occupation. In addition to the demolition matter, the town also demanded that the owner immediately secure the building from unauthorized entry and install a temporary barrier. Due to the potential danger of partial building collapse, the barrier fence must be installed along the property line until the building can be repaired or demolished, the order said. As well, the town recommended the owner demolish the building as opposed to repairing it, giving a 2-month deadline in the former case to submit a permit. The owner of the building, Albert Klein Horseman, did not respond to a request for comment before publication deadline. Still, some residents have taken notice of how long it has taken for something to happen with the property. Resident Diane Gibson wants to know how long a solution might take. It is an eyesore, she said of the building.